And I see in the social media that statements like, nothing has ever come of any research at the aquarium that will save whales. Well, bull is my response. People don't know what they're talking about. We are clearly in an age where fact doesn't matter so much as opinion and your ability to say anything. And I see some of those charges and stupid comments repeated by the media in this town, who equate equality with balance. And I think we all need to think about that. Research with the belugas, almost everything that's known about beluga hearing was learned in this aquarium with those whales in that exhibit. That research has transferred to the Arctic and is now at the center of one of the pieces of concern around the rapidly diminishing population of beluga whales in the St. Lawrence, where numbers have gone from 10,000 belugas 20 years ago to under 800 today. The question is it pollution, is it disease, is it food, or might it be that the dramatically increased shipping noise is interfering with the mother-calf bond at a critical time in their life? So that research will not likely be the be-all and end-all of solving the problem of why the beluga population is diminishing, but it is a contributing key piece of research, and that research goes on, went on this summer, will be going on again next summer. It started here and then transferred to the field, and that's exactly what good wildlife-based and conservation research should do. The advanced life-saving skills that have come from taking care of these animals are what let us run our marine mammal rescue program, the only one in Canada. Those skills come from taking care of animals every day, feeding, medical care, rehab work. It would be almost, we would not have a rescue center were it not for those animals in our care that our teams have cared for over the years. And developing groundbreaking techniques. Many of you have seen Dr. Helena out in a boat with Fisheries and Oceans anesthetizing and taking the plastic off of sea lions who have it around their neck, digging in like a tree strangulation. You've seen the videos of that happening. That happens because Marty has had the ability to use the animals here to develop pioneering techniques. That's just one of many. And the list goes on. My point is that we're here to engage people, to light that flicker of interest and awareness and curiosity. And we do that with this year 1.15, somewhere in that neighborhood, million people with 80,000 members. Our teams, because of our focus on excellence, work with the best in the world, all over the world. That team is grieving over the loss of two family members. For some of the staff, they spent more time with those whales than they spent with their kids at home, because they work here 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours a day. It's an immense loss. Some of our team members are young staff who have dreamed of working in a world-class marine science center, and all of our staff, all of those 500 and 1,200 staff and 1,200 volunteers are focused on our mission, which is to do something about the future of the oceans, which is to say to do something about the future of the Earth. So I'm more than a little protective of these young professionals and the rest of the team. And I'm getting pretty tired of the constant harassment by a small group of people who do nothing for the future of the Earth or the future of the oceans. If any one of those activists ever does 1/1700th as much as any one of our employees or volunteers, then we can talk. But it's just a special cause, and it's a lot of hot air, and it's a lot of misinformation. And it's time that it took a break. We will not make any decisions about going forward until we know what happened.